Speaking of chatting to people, I'm very glad to have Lewis Coleman in the studio with me right now for a chat about some new releases and his show tomorrow night. How's it going?
I'm good. Glad to be giving you some company in here.
Yes, thank you. We were chatting about how I was a bit lonely, so I'm very glad that he's here. So, Animal is your debut release.
Yeah.
Are you new to the scene, or...?
No, I've been playing in a bunch of bands for, I think it's maybe about 10 years now. As my own solo thing, this is the first thing that I've put out under my own name, yeah. So, I guess new in that sense.
What other bands?
I've played in a band called the Cactus Channel.
Oh, yes.
I played in a band called Frida, a band called Plastic, a band called Tanza.
Are Plastic still around?
Plastic's still around. They just released some new music the other day. But we're not here to talk about that. Let's talk about me. Lots of bands around Melbourne.
So has this solo stuff been in the works for a while then?
Yeah, so initially, I went and studied composition at the VCA, and for the last year of that, I decided that I was going to start writing my own songs outside of the other bands I was playing in, mm-hmm. And so that was 5 years ago, and some of the songs that I've written are still with me now, and this is one of them that's come out that has been sitting in the oven for at least 4 years or so, but it's new to everyone, and I'm glad that I haven't gotten that feeling with it that I'm, sick of it and that it doesn't deserve to see the light of day. I still think it's good, but I definitely know all the ins and outs of that song. I'm glad it's away from me now.
So, speaking of that new song, it is called Animal, by the way, for the listeners.
Yes.
What inspired it?
I guess initially, lyrically, I think I was just, it was kind of early days. I was more talking, I think my lyrics came from places of just kind of just describing kind of mood states, but kind of in a bit more of an abstract way, not super directly. So I think I was thinking about feelings of isolation and, a really thoughts kind of taking over and kind of dictating how you view the world and how you see things around you, and was just kind of putting together imagery kind of around that whole kind of world. And then musically, I don't know, I just started, it kind of just built upon itself. I was just playing guitar through my laptop mic, and then I was like, oh, whoa, this sounds kind of roomy and intense and weird. And then I was like, what else can be intense and weird over the top of it? And just added different elements on top of that. And then cooked it for 4 years. And now it's here.
And it's just right.
It's just right. It's a little, maybe a little overdone for my taste, but hopefully not for everyone else's taste.
That's actually an interesting concept. I myself have thought of that. When do you finish with a song, to a point when you're happy with it? But then, this isn't making sense.
Mm.
I feel like stuff that someone writes, do they always like it? Because I don't know if that's always going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a weird thing.
I think you've gotta like it, but there are definitely times. I mean, I can think of times in bands where you end up releasing something because you just think that you should now, and that your opinion doesn't matter anymore. But I think it is really important to like your own stuff. It kind of sounds obvious, but I feel like often you don't do that. Sometimes you do get sick of it, or sometimes you just think, oh, I need to get it out. I don't know. Yeah. I still like the song. I've just sat on it for too long. There's definitely a probably some kind of a bell curve, and there's an optimum time to maybe put something out where you're still kind of excited. It's still not maybe fully how you envisage it in your head, but it's enough there for it to be exciting for you. And so I definitely missed that mark, but hopefully it's perfect now in every single way.
So with the release of Animal, there is a music video as well to accompany it. as I was watching it, I was very engaged, but almost too engaged because I was, it felt very hypnotic in a way.
Yeah,
so I'm
okay.
curious how this came about, this concept or idea.
It came about for the live show. I'd been mucking around with these video synth programs on my computer, and I was like, I would link it up to live. I would use like one microphone from the live setting to like move these visual like colored lines and dots and swells and stuff. Like a video synth is kind of like a synthesizer, but just visually, so you can have like, you can make shapes and stuff and make them move and do stuff like that. So I was doing like that stuff for the live show, and so I just kind of used that stuff again. So I made a bunch of footage on my computer, and I sent it off to Liam at Mushroom Creative House, who kind of dealt with this pile of different video synthy footage and me singing the song, and I just kind of, I don't know, gave him some direction to compile it all together. Yeah, it's very much like a visual thing. There's not really any kind of plot line or anything to it, but I hope it's engaging to just watch.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks.
So this being your debut release, I'm sure you have experienced recording before, but in terms of actually putting out something of your own, how was the recording process, I suppose?
Yeah, well, it's a funny one to... Yeah, because it existed just over years of me kind of coming back to it and adding layers. Like, I just did it all... I recorded it all in various houses that I lived in. I probably moved house, like, 3 times while I added different layers to it. But, yeah, just recorded different elements over time at home. So, I guess it's not the typical go into the studio and record and come back. It was more like a scrapbook kind of approach to, like, adding stuff. So I got the songs pretty much there, and then I guess it had been long enough that I was like unable to finish it by myself. Like, I just needed someone to take it out of my own ears and be like, no, this is done. And so I, my friend Max Dowling, who goes under the name Yeldebert, helped me produce the rest of it, and then I had John Castle, who's a wonderful mix engineer. It's like just glue it all together for me in the end. So it was fun. It was good just having other people have confidence in the song, and it wasn't just up to me to hit release, you know.
Yeah.
As well as Ivy League, my label, to, you know, give me deadlines and give me confidence in releasing it as well.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow night you are launching Animal at the Evelyn. Who do you have supporting?
Emma Ovenden will be on first. She's wonderful. And then Pup Tentacle are going to be on second. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them again. I think I've rambled on every other question, so I'm just going to call it there. Emma Ovenden, Pup Tentacle, and Winner Winner Chicken Dinner DJs.
Can we expect to see this similar visuals to what we saw in the music video then?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go home now and just kind of put stuff into a folder and do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've got some stuff to do when I get home. But I'm feeling confident. We rehearsed today and it sounded really good. We haven't played with the band in like 9 months, so we've kind of rejigged everything, and it sounds really good, and very grateful to them. I'm looking forward to it.
Very exciting. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight, Lewis.
Thanks for having me.
If you are curious and you're also free tomorrow night, go along to Lewis's single launch at the Evelyn. But yeah, for now, let's hear it. This is Animal by Lewis Coleman. You're on The Hoist.